We get a crowd. Last week, I played a great Brazilian tune, and I did not announce who it was. The phones lit up all week, and they said, Dick Robinson, we know who that lady was. Her name is Elian. Elian Elias. And then a guy called me who was drinking coffee, and he said, hey, Dick, my name's Brad Jetty. I love Sue. I said, what? He said, the lady is Elian.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billion, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause they got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I bet they never will. They got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, cause the plant is down in Santa's. I'll say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Find out later, she smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when the ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the deal. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, cause the plant is down in Santa's. I'll say no, no, no. So you have to look at color, serve a coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' Donuts doesn't take a lot of skill. They got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee, yeah, Brazil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sir Lawrence Branchetti. Lawrence Branchetti.